As President Bush and the Congress ponder how best to reform immigration policy, immigrants already in the U.S. are watching closely. The debate so far has raised enormous hope among immigrants, Hispanic groups, and some employers, as NPR's John Burnett reports.
As expectations run high for new immigration amnesty, President Bush took the opportunity last week to put on the brakes and bring the discussion down to earth.
Amnesty is not the right answer to the immigration issue. Now, there are ways for us to discuss, as I said, a worker program of some type that will legalize the hard work that's taking place now in America. And so long as there's somebody want to hire somebody and somebody willing to work, it seems like to me it's in our nation's interest to make sure the two go together.
While his statement was a reiteration of what those close to immigration talks have been saying for weeks, the bluntness of his remarks fell hard on the ears of immigrants. At Casa Marianela, an Austin migrant shelter, a group of Mexican nationals sits despondently after watching the president on a Spanish language news program. Definitely there won't be amnesty, maybe a guest worker program, said one tired day laborer. We had hoped that they'd pass a law earlier, but not now. Supposedly it will take more time, if ever. The White House is considering a change in immigration laws that would regularize, that's the preferred word over amnesty, some 3 to 4 million illegal Mexican workers in the U.S. No details have been released yet. Also, President Fox has been aggressively pushing a program that would permit guest workers to come from Mexico and ultimately gain residency here. Since the idea of regularization was introduced earlier this summer, lots of conservatives have reacted negatively to what they consider rewarding millions of people for breaking U.S. immigration laws. The administration is now backpedaling. U.S. Representative Chris Cannon, a Utah Republican, has been working closely with the White House on immigration.
These are complex issues, and there are people who are very thoughtful who don't like the idea of amnesty or earned adjustment. And those people's minds have to be adjusted and changed, and we have to come to some consensus on the facts. That takes time. And so, much as our president wants this to happen quickly, we have a very close amount of control in both the Senate and the House, and it's not going to happen quickly, unfortunately.
In parts of the country that are heavily Hispanic, talk of legalizing undocumented immigrants seems only natural. San Marcos, Texas, is a city of 40,000, about a half hour south of Austin. 6 out of 10 residents are Mexican-American. It has a university, a sparkling river flowing through it, and a cigar shop on the courthouse square.
Yeah, I looked at it.
Rob Robinson is the ponytailed owner of the Hill Country Humidor. He's in favor of an amnesty program because of the region's historic ties to Mexico. He stands in his walk-in humidor amid aromatic boxes of Monte Cristo, Partagas, and Don Tomas cigars.
This town's name is San Marcos, and it was a Spanish land grant. The political boundaries and the dotted lines on maps aren't always representative of what's real. You know, there's families here that have got families on both sides of that imaginary border, and the politics is basically just a big pain in the butt to them.
Out on the interstate, the dependence of certain industries on immigrant labor is obvious. One after another, the marquees in front of hotels read, "Help Wanted." Michael Gallegos, the 27-year-old manager of the Quality Inn, says he can't wait for a legalization program because he can't keep housekeepers.
If you would have come in the summer, you would have seen, you know, there's 4 people to a room with kids, and the room is just trashed. I mean, it's a mess. And then when you go in there and you've got 30 rooms to clean and they're all the same, you're basically, you know, I'm not going to do this. And the only people who stay here are the Mexican nationals because they have no other choice.
Republicans see a new legalization plan as a way not only to help employers strapped for low-cost labor, but also as a way to court Hispanic voters who've become the nation's largest minority. Picking up on that expectation, Raul Izaguirre, president of the National Council of La Raza, told reporters last week that Hispanics were alarmed and disappointed the White House's immigration program was slowing down. But which Hispanics? The Latino population is far more complex today than its traditional interest groups reflect. Consider Gina Chavez, a 24-year-old wife and mother who's putting herself through college. She says she's for liberalized immigration, but she has reservations about amnesty.
You know, I grew up poor. I know that my father, we never were on welfare or any kind of programs like that, and we made it. We did okay. I'm going to college now, and in some ways I feel that it's not fair that they are able to gain all these programs when Americans that have been here are not eligible, yet these illegal aliens are coming in and are qualifying for aid.
Chavez said the White House might be surprised at the number of young Hispanics like herself who were not won over by a sweeping new immigration law. John Burnett, NPR News, San Marcos, Texas.